Paulette Coleman is one of Champaign-Urbana's home foreclosure statistics. She's a single mother supporting five children and a grandchild on her pay as a community organizer for Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. A couple of years ago, she found a mortgage lender ready to help her fulfill a deep desire to own her own home.
The mortgage lenders had people at these open houses that promised that I could qualify for some federal benefits because I had a lot of kids, I could have a good mortgage that I could afford and still live. I wanted it so bad that I ended up getting a bad loan.
Coleman says her mortgage never required her to make a down payment, but she says that proved to be a disadvantage because she had no equity to draw from when expenses like an auto repair bill or Christmas presents for the children strained her finances. Soon she reached a point where the payments left her with nearly nothing for other bills. Coleman was still trying to renegotiate with the mortgage holder, Countrywide Financial, when the foreclosure papers were filed.
I wish I would have known the things that I know now when I got this house, but I didn't. You know, when you want something really bad, you have to be really careful because you will get nothing in the end.
Sheila Dodd tracks foreclosure filings in Champaign for the city's Neighborhood Services Department. While the total number of home foreclosures may be higher in nearby Danville and Decatur, where blue-collar economies have taken a hit, she says the number of foreclosures in Champaign is going up steadily.
They've almost doubled since October. We were averaging like 5 or 6 a month, and now we are doing 12.
A similar increase is reported by the Land of Lincoln Legal Assistance Foundation, which says the number of downstate Illinois residents calling them for advice on home foreclosures has nearly tripled this year. But while they're on the rise, it's not clear home foreclosures in the Champaign-Urbana area pose as big a problem as they do elsewhere. David Sino, with the University of Illinois College of Business, believes the total number of properties in foreclosure in Champaign County is still very low. He says it's stayed low because the U of I, agriculture, and local hospitals provide a stable employment base for the county. And Sino says local housing prices never skyrocketed like they did in other states with high foreclosure levels.
Houses weren't doubling and tripling like they were in Nevada and Florida and California. So basically, we had something that I refer to as the affordability index. In other words, what percent of people in a county can go out and afford a home? And the bottom line is, it remains a very substantial percentage in Champaign County.
The Reverend Eugene Barnes says economic buffers like the U of I may not be enough for Champaign-Urbana. Barnes runs the Metanoia Centers in Champaign, which provides counseling to homeowners facing foreclosure. He cites figures from the Center for Responsible Lending, which identified nearly 1,400 subprime loans made in Champaign County in 2005 and 2006. The center projects that 21% of those will end in foreclosure.
And if the projection is correct in terms of maybe 21% of those foreclosing, we're going to look at a decrease in our tax base of $11 million. And I think that's going to have an effect, and I don't know where that buffer is going to come from.
Whatever the total impact of mortgage foreclosures on Champaign County, it makes little difference to Paulette Coleman. She says she's resigned to losing her house and believes her best hope now is to sell it quickly for enough money to settle her debt with Countrywide.
I think if I would have got a better loan, that I probably wouldn't be in this situation. But I am in this situation, and people have to really read everything very closely and even maybe get a second opinion before you get into a mortgage.
It's a regret that several more Champaign-Urbana residents may be facing before the year is out. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.